This is April Graham with New Jersey Content Creators, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey, with your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes, and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
That's right, another episode of Trenton Waves. Here today is not my wife. I'm here solo. I haven't done a solo interview in quite a long time. That's not even true. I actually did two solo interviews, once with Bill Nobes and Michael Jerome, two musicians. And if you haven't gotten your hands on a copy of Analog Trenton yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. You're like missing out. Here's some Analog Trenton right now, actually, just for your listening ears.
Maybe it's the way that we communicate. Are we inherently selfish?
For my city, then you rooting for the underdog. Trenton, analog. If you only digital.
Analog Trenton. You can get them anywhere digital goods are served, even though it's analog. Check out TrentonWaves.com. You can check that out and find out where you can get that stuff. Anyway, I am sitting here with an old friend. Not old in the sense that he's like, you know, 96. But old in the sense, like, when we first moved to Trenton, my wife and I, this guy was one of the first guys I met. And he always struck me as, like, kind of a cool dude. And I'm bringing him to you today. But in addition to bringing him today, he brought a guest of his today. So, like, we're doing, like, a whole double whammy thing. So, for now, we're sitting here with Mr. Kevin Wortham. Hello, Kevin. How's it going, buddy?
Frank, good to see you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Dude, you're looking really, really good.
Thank you.
You're looking really good. You've been working out? What have you been doing?
I need to get into the gym.
Do you?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, sir.
So this is not working out.
No, I'm not working out. I'm here hanging out
with you. I know you're here not working out. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I'm not that big. What I'm saying is this is what you look like when you don't work out.
Exactly.
What you look like when you do work out.
Hopefully a little better.
Okay. Well, dude, I met you. You were doing Cigar Nirvana. Remember
I was
that?
Doing Cigar Nirvana, yes.
On Lafayette Street, the same block that Classics Bookstore was on.
Yes, cross street from the hotel.
What a great idea that
yes.
was.
Yes,
that was a great idea. Yes. Just hanging out in a cigar club in yes. Trenton. You have like your own locker, or you could rent a locker.
Well,
or something.
We weren't up to that point yet. That was part of the third phase investors to bring in the humidor boxes. But Frank, the cigar experience was so wonderful that I am working with a group of investors now.
Okay.
To bring that idea back.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
What's that going to be?
Well, I got to keep that under wraps for now. But you will be the first one. I will certainly come back to the podcast.
Okay.
And tell you all about it.
Well, let's go, baby. I'm waiting.
Yes.
Because I am a cigar fiend.
Yes.
You know, my wife got me a cologne.
Okay.
And it comes in a cigar tin.
Got you.
Right?
Got you.
And it says Cuba on it. And you take it out and it looks like a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I use this cologne in the gym, in the locker room, after I take a shower, every single time when someone sees me doing that, they think I'm about to light up in the locker room. Dude, it's cologne.
Yes.
It's a glass thing.
Yes.
So what have you been up to?
I am your serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
The past 22 years, I've been the co-founder, and now I'm the co-founder and executive director of an organization called Minding Our Business.
Minding Our Business?
Minding Our Business.
What is that all about?
So,
kind of just mind your own business?
Dr. Hernandez in 1997 was a marketing professor at Rider University.
Okay.
And he created this whole idea of trying to get black and brown youth to think about college, but he wanted to do it in a very creative way.
Mm-hmm.
And so the class was to bring college students into the city of Trenton through a mentoring concept. And while the mentoring was taking place, there was also learning about starting and running a business to have fun. So for the past 22 years, I've been involved with that as well.
So minding our business.
Minding our business, yes.
And it basically helps kids, and at least at that time,
yep,
start their own business.
Yes, like start and run their own business, yes.
LLC or LTD, however, incorporated.
So in the beginning, it was just the rudiments of starting and running a business.
Oh, some just of the concepts.
Yep, yep. Okay. Some of the students would participate in a market fair.
Mm.
And I guess maybe about 8 years ago, some of the older students, I was able to reach out to them. And I says, listen, let's take this to the next level. Where is your business and how can MOB continue to help?
What's the next level?
The next level was these were students now that they were in their early 20s, still running their businesses, but now the business was legit. I wanted to make it legal for them. So some of the students, we actually registered their business as an LLC. So that was the next level.
And they're still at it?
And they're still at it.
Really?
They're still at it, yes.
Good for you, man. You're changing lives.
I'm hoping to. And here's another thing that's happening, Frank, and I'm so grateful to your participation. We just finished up a 9-week entrepreneurial class for adults. And the adults are former MOB students that are participating through the MOB Alumni Association. And these kids, young men and women, are fantastic. So these are kids that I first met them when they were 13, 14, 15.
Right. Not kids anymore.
They're not kids anymore. Right. And so now they're 25, 26, 30, 31. Some are married, you know, some of them, you know, fathers, some are wives. They have kids of their own, but they're productive members of our society, but they're still running their businesses.
And they're in business, man.
They're still in business, but they came back to MOB so they can get more information as
MOB.
To how to
Come
run
on.
That business.
Yeah. That's it.
So I'm excited, man. So these are some exciting times.
This is very reminiscent of Tracy Syfax and CJ Meaney. They have a podcast on our parent company, New mm-hmm. Pod City,
yes.
called Street Startups.
Yes.
And it's basically helping people who are coming out of prison fit back into society as entrepreneurs and and business owners.
Mm-hmm.
But this is different in the sense that you're not really dealing with, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would deal with people coming out of prison, but it's more focused on what, youth or?
Youth.
At risk?
Youth at risk and adults. But here's the interesting connection though.
Go ahead.
CJ and I was my partner in another agency called Nifty 30 years ago.
Wait a second. CJ Meenan was
CJ
your partner? Meenan,
yes, we were partners.
From Street Startups
From
podcast.
Street Startups podcast.
Come on.
Yes, my dude.
So
my
you
dude.
Knew CJ before Tracy did?
I introduced Tracy to CJ.
So it's you're that guy then that did that?
Yes.
You connected them?
Yes.
It's all your fault. Okay.
And then it gets better because for 18 years, Tracy Syfax was the chairman of our board for minding our business.
Oh, my goodness. Really, this is like, what's going on? Talk about minding your business.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do when you know so many people.
When you're so tied in so tightly with everybody,
yes.
How do you even mind your own business? It's hard. You can mind your own business. What I like about MOB, because I went to one of your meetings.
Yes.
What I like about MOB is you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Thank you.
So you can mind your own business together.
Yes.
It's like we're minding our own business together.
Yes.
And yet it's still my business.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. I think that's fantastic.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I walk into the studio tonight and Kevin and this other cat is sitting there just like staring into space. I'm like, oh, hi, guys. How'd you get in? Oh, Kevin Lawton let us in from the New Warehouse podcast. Thank you, Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. It's all good. But I meet this other guy that you have with you. And let me explain this cat. First of all, he's a fashion designer. So right then and there, you should just beware. All right. So he's wearing this black scarf on his head and he has these dreads coming out that go down to his stomach. And he looks almost like a character that my buddy Darren and I just recently finished designing. And the character's a rapper, and he raps, this guy. And his name is Quayshawn Williams. He's a fashion designer, and he is here with us today. Welcome, Quayshawn.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you mind if I call you Quay?
Yeah, it's cool. That's
is that cool?
Yeah.
Do people mostly call you Quay?
They call me Quay. They call me Mannequin.
Mannequin?
Yeah.
What is that all about?
I mean, well, my brand is called Mannequin. It's a luxury streetwear brand that I am the founder of. And it's a fashion house. So I am a head designer. Well, the only designer on the brand. You know, so I represent my brand so much that people literally call me Mannequin. And my Instagram is Real Life Mannequin. That's a plug right there.
I actually just saw my phone light up. I think you just started following our Instagram.
I did.
On Trenton Ways. So it's Mannikin?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
So they can follow you on Instagram?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram, Real Life Mannequin.
Real Life Mannequin on IG. Let's hear it. Good stuff. Well, listen, Kevin is dangerously quiet. I don't like when he's quiet and he's in the room.
He's doing videotaping.
Very good. Yeah, doing PR.
Fantastic. He's doing PR for MOB and Quay. All right, so Quay, tell me a little bit about your whole scene.
Okay, well...
Why are you even here tonight?
Well, I'm here because I am a former MOB student. So I started in 2003.
You went through the MOB course with
Kevin. Yes. So okay. That's where I actually first was introduced to the word entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what it was. I had a few people that I knew who were a part of the program prior to me finding out about it.
Right.
And when I found out about it, I don't know what it was inside of my brain, just kind of clicked and was like, it's kind of cool. The idea of honestly making money was kind of cool because I was a kid, so I couldn't get a job.
Right.
You know, and I wanted to make money and I seen people were doing it. So I signed up for it. And I begged my mom actually to sign me up for it. So yeah, I signed up for it ever since then. And you know, I was introduced to New York City, the wholesale district. And I actually was able to pick product that I actually liked and believed that people would like as well.
So
and,
right over on 7th Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm a former New Yorker.
Okay, well, I'm like a New Yorker. I'm in there like 3 times a week.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We go down to the fashion district?
Yeah, fashion district. All the fabric vendors, shout out to Exclusive Fabrics. Exclusive Fabrics.
All right.
My boy Farah, he always hooked me up.
All right. Thank you for hooking him up. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because then we wouldn't have Quay where he is today.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the fabrics. You know, he sent me.
Hey, you need the fabrics. You're a fashion designer.
He actually sends me like fabrics when they first come in, you know, so I get the exclusive.
Now, were you born in Trenton?
Yeah, born and raised.
Born and raised in Trenton. Yep. What part?
I lived in North for a little bit, and then our house had burned up out on North Trenton, so I had to move to West Trenton. And so I lived in West Trenton for about 4 years, and then currently live in north side of Trenton.
And you're how old?
28.
You're 28?
Yes.
God bless you.
Yeah.
28
stars. I'm relishing in this right now.
Okay.
I am very much 28. Oh,
you have to see the image. Yeah. Hopefully you'll
watch
the video.
Old to be 28 again, Frank.
Yeah, tell me about it. Right. I'm 51 years old. I feel like I'm 9. I act like I'm 9. Just ask my wife. Tell me a little bit about your brand.
The brand Mannequin. So the goal is to create luxury streetwear garments.
Luxury streetwear garments.
Luxury streetwear. So luxury streetwear is basically taking the aesthetics of streetwear fashion, which to me represents growing up in Trenton, the streets, and you know the different garments that we wore playing outside, and you know you see different people wearing these garments.
Like what? Give me. This is an audio show. So paint the picture for me.
All right. So you know you may see a denim jacket. You may also see with the matching denim pants, the hat with the Timberland boots, or you might see distressed cut up denim jeans with a crop top. And that was, you know, that kind of came in the grunge era in the 90s.
Okay.
So that typically was the face of what streetwear was.
Gotcha.
And the other side of the brand Mannequin is the luxuriousness, opulent of what fashion and style is. You know, the furs, the sequins.
Right.
Those statement point out pieces that say, hey, I'm filthy rich, but I only got $20 in my pocket. typically me, you know. I was always looking good. You know, I really didn't have much money, but I looked at like $1 million.
That's it, man.
If you got to be and look the way you actually want to be,
absolutely.
You know?
So,
manifestation.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you know Crystal Feliciano?
Yes, I do. I actually showcased 2 times in her show.
In the last Trenton Fashion Week?
Not this year. Oh. Not 2019. 2018 and 17.
Dude, Trenton Waves is the official podcast of Trenton Fashion Week.
Yeah, I actually couldn't make it this time.
Are you going to make it next time?
Of course.
You can say of course. Like, that's such a ridiculous question.
Hey, Frank.
I don't know.
And here's another one.
Yeah.
Crystal Feliciano, her daughter Gigi, was also in our program.
Of course. Why wouldn't she be?
Exactly.
If I was born in Trenton, I probably would have been in that program.
Exactly.
Well, I feel like I'm an honorary member now.
You are.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Pod City, the official podcaster.
Now you got to go to the garment district.
There you go. Well, for MOB, but also for now, not really the garment district. That might be even your show.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, there's something very interesting about your brand that... It being an audio show, podcast, you're not really understanding the full scope of this thing. Quay has Erb's palsy. Talk a little bit about that.
I just recently found out that I had Erb's palsy from doing an interview with a France-based company called Brut. Actually, when it went viral, I was actually reached out to quite a bit people who had Erb's palsy, who just connected with me on the fact that I was producing what I was producing,
right,
and pushing through, you know, any obstacles that came with having Herb's palsy. And I didn't even know what the term was. Like, I just called it a broken arm, you know. And so once I found out what the name was, it was like a whole new world that I'm still learning.
And then right what now. Basically is it? Is that your left hand is kind of like, is so, it not used? Is so it useless or what?
So it's like a nerve injury in the arm,
okay,
that affects the lower part of the limb. So like my fingers and my hand, I'm not able to function them properly like okay. how I do my right arm.
Gotcha.
And it's from the nerves that kind of...
Yeah, okay.
Kind of delays it, yeah.
Which basically means, though, that's no excuse if you put out crap. Like, the quality of your stuff has to be really great.
Yeah, I'm in the industry of fashion where it's cutthroat. I mean,
yeah, tell any me stitch about, that's is crazy. Crooked,
you're, like, being ridiculed, so...
And you're yeah. doing it with one hand.
Yeah, you know, nobody sees my dreads pulling when I'm stressed out. You know, they only see when a girl or that guy is out there looking flawless. You know, it's not easy.
Hey, man, it may not be easy, but I'm sure it's going to be worth it.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it each and every day, you know, just right? to see the visions come to life and get the love and the appreciation for the art that I do. You know?
Yeah, if business ownership was easy, everybody would. Nobody would have a job. There'd be nobody to pump the gas.
Yeah.
There'd be no, right?
Everybody
I appreciate those guys. I don't want to get out of the car.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it's not, place for everybody. It's not for everyone. It doesn't mean they're losers or anything. Right. It's just... It's not for everyone.
Okay? Right.
My definition of entrepreneur is someone who is willing to work 80 hours a week to avoid working 40, right?
Very true.
It's just, it's a mindset.
It is.
You know, that's why business owners and entrepreneurs are usually two very different kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least a business owner, at least, okay, he has his own thing or her own thing and he's working it or she's working it. But an entrepreneur lives and breathes it and eats it and sings it and cries over it and bleeds over it. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. rejoices over it. It's like a baby almost.
Yeah, it is.
Right, Kev?
Absolutely. Corey Sean is the typical student that we've worked with. Someone who's passionate, someone who's committed, but someone who also needs mentoring. And so MOB provides all of that. And so our next step after being in business for 22 years is we're looking to have a regional and national platform. So the same way that we've changed lives in the young folks here in Trenton,
right?
We're looking to do this all over the country.
Fantastic.
We're looking to do all over the country.
So you'll have like certified instructors.
Certified instructors,
you know, for MLB.
Or at least myself. I can come out and do workshops and seminars, whether it be a day long, 1 or 2 days,
yeah,
I can do
but
that.
I mean, dude, how many, there's only one of you. I mean, the power of entrepreneurship is to understand the power of duplication. You know, if there were 10 Kevins out there, that'd be awesome. Like, doing what you're doing, knowing what you know.
So at this moment, it's like supply and demand. There's only one Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And he travels around the country speaking.
Fine. But he has a team, though.
I'm not
talking about the Bulls.
But people are paying him just to show up and to talk.
No, this is absolutely
and
true.
And so I think I can do the exact same thing because I've got some dynamite students,
yeah.
You know, Koi Sean and a few others,
sure.
that all have their business registered. They've all been through the MOB program.
Right.
And I think that what MOB has done, and Koi can speak better to this, is prior to them coming into MOB, they had no idea what entrepreneurship mm-hmm. was. But now that they know that entrepreneurship is viable,
yeah.
it's something that it allows them to be passionate.
Sure.
It has changed their trajectory as to what they wanted to do in their lives and their career. I'm quite sure that when Quay came into MOB, he never knew that he was going to go to college for fashion design. But he started to see that, hey, they're pulling out the passion in me.
Right.
And so we would like to do this over and over and over again to really affect change and affect communities.
I think it'll definitely work. I really do. You give something to someone to be responsible for, it gives them a chance to rise up to that expectation.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
With anybody, I think.
Absolutely.
Kids and adults alike. So, Quay, what is it like to be, like, because I know this now. I happen to know, because Kevin told me, that your brand, your business, was the first one that was incorporated through MOB. You got your LLC. How does it feel to have been the pioneer of that? You're the first one, man.
To be able to register a business was a great step,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it just made it that much real.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of pressure because it was like, okay, this is real. You
yeah,
know what
man.
I mean? Every move that's made needs to be magnified, you know, to produce the greatest quality of the outcome.
And how long are you incorporated now?
4 years.
4 years. Oh, so you've been doing your annual reports. You've been on that.
Good for you,
man.
Yes.
Now you can't screw it up.
Oh no. Yeah.
Because you're the first one out there.
I know I'm the first one. So it's like,
no pressure, but a lot of pressure. Yeah. Now you got to make this thing work.
Yeah, like a line leader.
You know, one of the interesting things I'd like to do, Frank, with your help, I'd like to do a MOB roll call one day and just really talk about all the entrepreneurs that are out here that got their start through MOB.
Well, I know through Newport City, we could totally help you develop your own show.
Absolutely.
For MOB and get it out there, and just you could have your own weekly thing.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could talk
and
about
maybe,
that.
And maybe Quay Sean, because he's local, can help me co-host sometimes.
Wait, hey, look, when Quay's away, the mice will play. Yeah. So, I don't know why I just said that.
Oh, no.
It's not in reference to anything. I just wanted to rhyme something because I know he's a rapper.
I was about to say, I might have to get that bar. I'll cut you like 4%. You like 4%.
I want to be a rapper so bad. And I'm just, really? I'm so bad at it.
Now, you got the voice for it, though. I could definitely, you know, it's kind of believable,
It's like believable?
It's like a soprano kind of voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait till my wife is. She's going to be like, don't encourage him. Please don't encourage him.
Can you rip something real quick
rip something. Rip something. I got this piece of paper here. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Let me
see. You need to have music?
Do you need like a beat or what?
No, I mean, I can't speak. I'm just trying to see with the stick. I don't know. We can't. I don't really curse in my music anyway.
Well, that's good. Okay, go ahead.
I'm that glamour boy. When I walk in, no lies on me. Can I stand it, boy? The way your hands all on me, got 'em ready to spend that coin. All that cash all on me, the CEO like Anna Wintour. Got couture on my body, ayo. Come put your bid in, a couple millions he getting. So I see I'm always chilling. Whatever I say, you know he willing. Never seen such exquisite, elegant, perfect precision. Pretty hood boy, like he whipping in the kitchen. I'm the mannequin that start the trend, so come again. Open your eyes, see the prize. I'm that masterpiece to win. Rare breed, won't find another, no, don't never again. The unicorn, I'm such a valuable thing to invest in.
I like that little growl at the end.
Yeah.
Frank, you don't do that, Frank.
Dude, yeah, well, look, man.
Everybody can't do that, you know?
This is my show, and I don't care, okay? How's that? So, I'm going to ask a question that my wife normally loves asking.
Okay.
And it's really interesting to hear the different answers to this question. Now, I'm going to ask the question, and then you're both going to hear it, so one of you is going to have a chance to really think about it, and one of you is not. Kevin, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Describe to me your dream Trenton.
The dream Trenton for me would be having youth and adults go through an entrepreneurial program sponsored by MOB. MOB working with some of the local colleges, we have an incubator. And so those folks who are looking to have space can have incubator space so they continue to have their business fostered. And then I just see us as just growing to the next level. That would be my dream Trenton.
It's really, really cool. The different types of people we interview, musicians, business owners, artists, mm-hmm. right? A lot of the time, their dream Trenton focuses around what they do and who they are,
mm-hmm.
which is great because that's what makes Trenton. Yeah. That's what makes it so interesting. Everyone doing their own thing, but doing it in a sense together or toward a common goal.
Yes.
Right? With a strong emotional burning desire to explode Trenton so that everybody can see how great it actually is.
Absolutely.
As opposed to what they may read in the paper or listen to on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool. I love that, you know, you're thinking business incubation mm-hmm. and a center where people can come, and that's very, very cool. Quay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could picture the ideal Trenton for you, what would that look like?
Definitely somewhere where there's a nightlife that's going on, you mm-hmm. know, where there's different restaurants, there's different clubs.
Okay.
Or, you know, just places where people can connect to, right. whether it be through music, through food. I also see, particularly for the youth, more activities as mm-hmm. far as functional programs that's in the arts, that's in the business, and different sectors of running a business or any type of passions that they may have.
Right.
You know? Because as a kid in Trenton, New Jersey, I grew up on the West Ward, going to YMCA and having Heritage Day downtown, where the whole entire town downtown was blocked off, and you see right. the parades and the dancers.
Right.
You know, those are the things that actually made me want to come outside in Trenton. So, and I feel like having more of that, you know, mm-hmm. having more for people to do and experience will not only elevate the people that's here, but it will bring other people into the city.
Into the city as a destination.
Yeah.
And not as just desti- wanting to
drive. Yeah, because we go to Philly and New York. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like, hey, where are we going at this weekend? Oh, let's go to Philly and New York because they have a club where all the lights are blue.
There you go. Yeah. Well, there's something going on.
Yeah, something going on, yeah.
Very, very cool. Hey, Kev. Anything you want to leave us with?
Frank, just thank you for allowing us to be a part of your podcast. We need your support helping us grow. We're trying to get the word out. MOB is looking to change the lives of many young folk, not just in Trenton, but throughout the country.
Well, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can they go online to experience all things MOB?
The quickest way is through email.
Email, okay.
Email, that's the quickest way. So it's kevin@minding-our-business.com.
Okay.
Or they can always call me or text me at 609 area code 731-9311.
So what's the website address?
It's www.mindingourbusiness.com.
Quay.
Yeah.
I need to find you online. Where do I go?
You can find me online. You can check out the website at www.house, HAUS, of mannequin, MANIKIN.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Real Life Mannequin, as well as the business brand is called Mannequin Mob for my custom creation, as well as my journey as the one-hand sewing man.
Because that's what one-hand sewing man.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram too, at the one-hand sewing man. And to all my mannequins out there, I love y'all so much. Remember, self-love is important. Love yourself, love each other, and you will be great in everything you do.
I like that. All right, guys, that's it. Podcastia. We had a double whammy today. A double whammy. Kevin Wortham, Quayshawn Williams in the house. Loved it. And that will be, I guess, another episode of Trent Waves.
Sasso out.
Wow, I'm the fly boy that all the girls say, hey, we just wrapped up another dope interview on Trenton Waves.
Kevin.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.